This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition 1891, recorded on Thursday the 28th of January 2016. Call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. This part of Chatterbox is read by Elizabeth Stimpson and Rupert Hipwell. This week we welcome new listeners, June Stables of Swanton Morley, Malcolm White of Norwich, Heather Kennedy of Cromer, Julia Sermer and Wilkins, both of Norwich. Hello, and we hope you enjoy receiving your weekly Chatterbox. Part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have selection of letters from the evening news and a feature on the Swan Laundry. But before we begin the news, we are aware that many listeners received last week's edition very late. We're not sure why, since the edition was recorded on Thursday as usual, and the Royal Mail have told us they collected the mail as normal the next day. But I'm sure you'll all realise that once the post is handed to the Royal Mail, delivery is entirely in their hands. Should this problem persist, please let us know, and we're grateful to those who phoned this time, and we'll keep our eye on the situation and trust it doesn't happen again. Our apologies, but we are gratified to know you missed us. Thank you for your understanding. Letters. On Thursday, the 28th of January, 2016. And now this week's letters from the evening news. The importance of live music ventures, a rethink in our attitude to our senior citizens, and the Canaries give cause for concern. Just a few of the topics raised this week.
The recent news about the possible closure of the Owl Sanctuary is of particular interest to us here at Chatterbox. Dan Hawcroft set up the venture in 2014, and those of you with good memories will recall that name, as Dan used to be a volunteer sound recordist here a little over a year ago. Writing to the Evening News, Mrs. L. Wheeler of Norwich feels it's important that such live music venues thrive, and she writes, "With reference to Save the Owl Sanctuary, listening to all the great Bowie songs on radio recently, in the wake of his death, it's hard for me to pinpoint a favourite. However, Gene Genie brings back fond memories from 10 years ago when we used to take our sons to the music jam every week at the Romany pub. This song was very popular, and even when the kids got up and played it, it sounded awesome. For our boys, the stage was a place where they learnt from other musicians and also showed off something new. They have definitely been influenced by these early years in what they play and listen to now. We met some great musicians and some real characters at this jam, and I still miss it. That's why it's so important for us to try and save the Owl Sanctuary, as these small venues really do have a positive impact on people's lives."
Nearly every day, there seems to be some news item on the elderly in our society, and Peter Amy of Hoveton thinks a more balanced approach is needed. He writes, "Scarcely a week goes by without a report being published by a learned establishment highlighting yet another problem concerning older people. Most recently is the news that retirees are drinking more alcohol than is good for them, which the BBC fully reported. There really is a need for greater degree of balance in the reporting of these concerns, as clearly not everyone over the age of 60 is an alcoholic road hog who loses their marbles, living in a large house, filling up doctor's surgeries, blocking beds in hospitals and slowing supermarket queues. Such reporting is common and tends to lower the status of senior citizens who used to be respected because of their acquired wisdom and greater experience of life, but who are now increasingly seen as a burden on society. Amusingly, old people will have the last laugh because, as you As you age, time flies by, and it won't be long before the 40 and 50-year-olds of today will reach 60 themselves, and will have to reap the effects of attitudes that are currently being sown.
Once again, the Canaries are dangerously near the drop zone, and readers are not short of advice for beleaguered manager Alex Neal. Here are a few comments received by email. From Trevor Keith, one of those who keeps repeating mistakes is the manager himself, so how can he expect the players to do differently? I'm happy to stick with Neal now, but if we see a repeat of Saturday's team, I'm not sure that will remain the case. He has to learn to put round pegs in round holes. And Cyprus Canary says, Neal has shown he could become a good manager, given the time to develop. But do we have that much time? We need to stay in the Premier League. So how long do we give him if we were to lose to Spurs and Villa? Good managers play to the strengths of players and put out a settled team. And if he does all that, then all the doubters, including me, will support him, even if we fail to stay up. But if not, we must be sure not to leave it too late again. And we give the last word to Reg Breeze. Neal must do better. I fear we might lose to Spurs whatever lineup he chooses.
In recent weeks, the deaths of prominent singer-songwriter David Bowie and Glenn Fryer have been announced, as well as the actor Alan Rickman. In his letter, Paul Barnes recalls the memories of another who has recently left us. He writes, "In all the affectionate rhubarb following Ed Stewart's death, one thing appears to have been overlooked. Stewpot was the first presenter of Radio 1's Newsbeat when it went on the air in 1974. I remember it well because I was the first reporter borrowed from the Today programme. One of the producers was Roger Gale, who later became MP for North Thanet. The show's editor was Mike Cheney, also from Today, and he went on to become the founding editor of Radio Norfolk in 1980.
The improvement to Norwich Railway Station interior meets with approval from reader David Bullock of Thorpe End. But he thinks the exterior could benefit, especially in one area. He writes, "Whilst it's great to see the changes to the interior fittings at Norwich Railway Station, would it be too much to ask for a covered area for those having to queue for a taxi in the inclement weather? I'm delighted by the availability of an extra coffee shop, and I'm excited by the prospect that one day we may get cash machines again from which to get money to buy said drinks, not the portable unit we have at present. I'm not sure what the delay is on the implementation of the cash machines. Are we awaiting a decision on our European status before proceeding? I can even return parcels that I no longer want at the station, subject to opening hours, and choose between two customer service offices. All the above is good progress, but common sense needs to prevail, and on a cold Thursday night last week, standing there in sleet, snow and icy winds, I would have given up all of those for a covered taxi rank. Norwich is indeed a fine city, but when the weather isn't fine, it's a soggy, cold end to a long day travelling on delayed trains. A tissue."
That's all the letters for this week.